Kevin, let's talk about that second implant that you received back in 2002. What was that all about?
Well, that was much more than the first one. The first one, of course, was an identification device, but the second one were 100 electrodes were fired into the nervous system in my left arm. So just to be clear, I didn't need this for medical purposes. This was for scientific research. And 100 very, very small electrodes fired into my nervous system. Partly we wanted to see, could some of this technology help people that are paralyzed or have different problems? But also partly it was pushing the boundaries a little bit and seeing what could we do with an implant like that, linking the nervous system particularly directly to a computer and thence onto the internet.
Now, what did you mean by fired into your nervous system? How did they get it in there?
Well, it literally was. This is the median nerve, this whole bunch of nerve fibers that run down your arm from your brain to your hand. And so what the neurosurgeons had to do, this was a two-hour operation, and they opened up my arm and then found the nervous fibers and literally a little pneumatic hammer, bang, 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 in these 100 electrodes went. So they were on an array, a pad of electrodes. Just to give you some idea of the size, the electrodes are 1.5 millimeters long, 1.5 millimeters long. So we're talking very, very small, very small. But the nerve fibers themselves are only about 4 millimeters in diameter at that point. So the electrodes, just to be clear, they weren't stuck on the outside or anything. They were fired into the nerve fibers, but they went about halfway in.
Now, was there a long healing process for this?
Well, it's surprising. I mean, we were all interested because this had gone in at that time. It had gone into chickens and rabbits before, but not into a human at that stage. And looking at how quickly the body would respond, would it be okay? Would it try and reject the device? Would it be painful? All those things were important. As it turned out, it wasn't painful. Literally, the next morning I was fine with it in place. The body never rejected it. The implant was in for just over 3 months, which was why we did this experimental period, which is quite a long time, I have to say. A lot of the experiments can be just sort of 36 or 72 hours. This was 3 months I had this implant in place. And far from the body rejecting the device, when the surgeons came to take it out again, body tissues had grown round it, pulling it in place. So body really did accept it.
Were you experiencing any discomfort before they took it out, right toward the end?
No, I have to say no. The only discomfort I was suffering was a scientific one, in that we had a lot of experiments we wanted to carry out, and it's whether we would actually get them all carried out before the thing came out. So as it happens, we got an enormous amount done, and hence, I mean, even now, we've still got data that we're trying to sort out from it. It's just an immense amount of data, but we did manage to get a lot of what they call cybernetic experiments carried out just to show what's possible with an implant of this type.
Exactly how did it work and how did it power itself up, Kevin?
Well, what it was, the implant literally, when you're putting an electrical plug into a socket, that's really what it was in my nervous system. But rather than two pins or three pins, we had these 100 pins. We then used wires to bring those outside of my body. So I had wires coming out of my arm onto a pad, which we then linked up to the computer, either just simply wired my nervous system up to the computer, or had a little radio transmitter receiver unit which we could communicate, or my nervous system could communicate both ways with the computer. So it didn't actually need any power in itself. The power to send signals in, pull signals out.
Was external, I guess.
Externally, that's right, yeah. So I think ultimately one is looking at a full implant for this type of thing, but for the research we were doing, it wasn't necessary.
You're walking around for 3 months with wires sticking out of your arm?
Yeah, you got it. Exactly that. Yeah, which meant I had to watch out. I couldn't have a bath or had to watch getting wet, otherwise it would have
short-circuited
my nervous system. Yes. Well, no, I did have to watch that, to be honest. Yeah. It meant my wife had to do all the heavy lifting for 3 months. I couldn't get a sweat going or anything.
You got to be careful you don't turn into Frankenstein or anything like that.
Well, I mean, it is a little bit that way. I mean, that's the thing with a cyborg that we talked of, part human, part machine. You change who you are to an extent, so which was, again, part of what we're looking at.
I do believe that they are now experimenting with some people, putting chips in their eyes for those people who are blind. I find this to be incredible.
Yeah, it's and some of the results, I think, are starting to be very, very worthwhile. There are also now the same type of implant I had. I think there's ethical approval up in Brown University for them to put the same type of implants to help people with such as multiple sclerosis. At the moment, I think it is just looking at monitoring signals in the brain, just picking up signals, but whereas in my case, we're putting signals in as well as picking up signals from the nervous system.
What happens, Kevin, when we truly get to nanotechnology?
Well, that's interesting, actually, because you're at a whole different scale. One would hope it will provide extra, that we can have a much closer connection, but it's not clear that that's the case. At nanoscale, the body reacts in different ways to the different material, silicon particularly. So it throws up more problems, but it could really change things as you're getting signals from the body in a much different way, and you're looking at the whole possibilities of biosensing, so that all of your body state, your temperature, the pressure, the things going on in your body that could be taken up as signals outside. You can actually look at your health state at any time.